W4DJW.
Nathan, KO4HX.
Morning, Patrick. I thought you might be out there this morning. Well, did you enjoy your vacation?
How about yourself?
I ate too much about four times. If you call that enjoyment, then I enjoyed it. But I said I wasn't going to do that. I say I'm not going to do that every time, but I always do it.
Once you lay your eyes upon that food, isn't it?
It is. And it's only once a year, so I guess it's not that bad. But I survived it. And then got all the Christmas decorations down yesterday. That was a chore, out of the attic. Got a bunch of extra stuff out of there, too, that's going to the dump. Time to clean up.
We put up our Christmas tree the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's the day my son had off, so he come by and helped us put it up.
Well, good for you. You got it knocked out early. You got to relax after Thanksgiving, huh?
If you call shopping for 12 kids, relaxing, yeah, I guess.
Well, I just do that for Amy and she does the rest. She takes care of the rest. That's a benefit to having a partner that likes to shop.
The wife and I do it for the school system, shopping for the angel tree for the kids. It's something we've been doing for several years now, and both of us kind of enjoy it. She won't drive out of Bavard anymore, hardly, past Hendersonville anyway. So it's up to me if we want to go anywhere else.
Well, that gets you out. That's good. We don't go out. She does it all from her cell phone. She doesn't even use a computer. She does it all from her phone. That is her computer, her cell phone.
I like to get out. Not as much, near as much as we used to, but we still get out every now and then to go do a few things like that.
Well, how about you? What are you getting for Christmas? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Right now, just the radio. All I do is work and come home, and that's it.
Well, I've been there and done that, and I guess it paid off in the long run. But all work and no play makes Patrick a dull boy. Got to get some play time in there.
It does, and I don't know if you can still hear me. I'm down in a little hole.
You're full scale, full quieting. Hasn't changed a bit since you went down in that hole.
Yeah, that's been my problem my entire life, is I work too much.
I know, I did that too. But there will come a time when that'll pay off, you know?
Boy, I was hoping to retire early in life, but I don't know.
While I was working, retirement wasn't, I mean, I'd think about it. I'd say it sure is going to be nice when I retire. But that would be the extent of my thinking about it. Wouldn't last long. But it's kind of like you enjoy what you do. You're really not working. And I guess since you switched over from turning wrenches to running the truck, I guess you're probably a lot happier, right?
They're still wondering what I'm doing.
Well, I thought about doing that too when I was turning wrenches, but I didn't have the courage. You got the courage and did it. That's good.
Definitely a challenge, and lately it's become more of a challenge with the economy and everything. So I don't know. I'm hoping everything works out all right, but we'll just have to wait and see.
I guess there never is really an ideal time for it. There's always something going on. I just hope the war over there ends on an up note. Nobody breaks out any of the big tools. You know, leave the big tools sitting idle. And things start shaping up. I've seen a lot of people talking about the two sides that, you know, were split down the middle. The United States and the two sides have to come back together. I remember back when Reagan was president, back when JFK was president, and the two sides had respect for each other. And that's what we got to get back. And then things will start turning around. That's when we prospered like crazy, all right? So we got to get that back. Somehow we lost all that.
That's for sure. I don't know what's going to bring it back, but until it does, we're not going to get anywhere. A house divided can't stand, so that's just the way it is.
Well, people talking about it enough. And you got to hear, you got to be willing to listen to both sides. But I have been doing some research, and I stumble across stuff like that where people are getting up on the stump and talking about, you know, fixing that problem instead of calling each other names. I was on Neighborhood. I don't know if you subscribe to that. You get Neighborhood, but that comes up in my email, and I'll go look at it. And they were talking about some people in the neighborhood, and one person said, well, thanks for not calling them Karens. And that's a good thing. I see that as a good thing, because people need a wake-up call to tell them not to do stuff like that. Well, my coffee timer is telling me that the coffee is ready. Amy's going to Boise today, so we had to get a really early start. She's up. That's why I'm able to talk on the radio. I'm not worried about waking her up. But I got to run down and get some coffee, and I'll be back. And maybe Andrew will be in there, W4DJW.
This is Dave. Thanks for talking most of the way in today.